Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
You know, can't hear me. I'm talking. You know, it's sunny here, too. Sal left for Florida. The sun came out here. 58 today. Not bad. It's not 78 or whatever you're getting down there in Orlando today. Is it muggy in Orlando?
Not really today right now. Not really today. I mean, right. Maybe. I haven't been outside since we started this morning. Yeah, I guess it was getting a little bit there. I'll figure it out a little bit later and then...
Yeah.
Tonight is the big reception, Joe. That's the highlight of the week.
Reception.
The reception.
Yeah, okay.
Where's
the reception
party
at the hotel?
It's a party. It's on the lawn. It's on the Da Vinci lawn outside. It's an outside reception.
Nice.
And it is a it's like going to, how do I describe this to you? Imagine your wedding was amazing, Joe. Okay, first of all. So
thank you
guys, we had
thank
a great
you.
Time. Wow. Imagine going to your imagine the person who in your life would have the biggest, best, most expensive wedding and going to that and having a lot of people there who are just there to have a good time.
Okay.
That's what it is because it is on the lawn. There's no microphones. There's no cameras. It is owners, GMs, head coaches, their families, media, national, local, different people from around the league in different capacities, and it's a lot of food and a lot of drinking, meaning both alcohol, non-alcohol, doesn't matter. Everything's available to you is all I'm saying. It's just really, really the most most expensive wedding you could ever imagine to attend, but you're there with all the owners and GMs and head coaches, and everybody just walks around, and you can kind of go talk to somebody.
Right. It's like, yeah, the most expensive, extravagant, amazing party wedding you've ever been to, but oh, look, Mike Tomlin's walking by.
100%.
Or dancing.
In fact,
or maybe dancing.
Great story about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a great story about that, actually. A few years ago, Mike Tomlin, he gave a great answer at a press conference about why he does his weekly news call, conference call with the opposing team's media. He doesn't have to do that. Not every coach does anymore. It's not required.
Yeah.
And Mike Tomlin gave this great answer about, well, we're all in this together. We're all in this ecosystem together. And, you know, I want to help out the beat reporters from the other team because I hope that the coach we're playing would help you guys out. And I respect you guys talking to his local. And I'm like, man, that's great. Like, when you hear that, first of all, you know, I'm a Mike Tomlin fan anyway, right? So you hear that. I'm like, that's really cool. So we go to the owners meetings that year, go to the party, and I see Mike Tomlin. Funny you mentioned his name. And I walked up to him and said, "Hi, Coach. My name is Sal Capaccio. I cover the Bills in Buffalo. I just want to thank you for what you said. I thought that was really cool, and it really meant a lot to me." And Mike Tomlin looks at me, and he goes, "Man, that's so cool. Thank you for telling me that. Come here. I want you to meet my wife and daughter." And I, like, just hung out with him for, like, the next 10, 15 minutes, and it was so cool.
That's awesome. Who is
That's what it's like.
Yeah. Andy Reid in the Hawaiian shirts also. I feel like he's got to be having the time of his life. Who's the coach you think least likes the reception or the party?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, and I've seen Belichick at these things, but he's always having a good time too.
Right. No Belichick this
Joe,
year.
Joe, before
about
we
that?
Go on.
No Belichick this year.
Ah, no Belichick at the reception this year. That's right. Before we go on, though, Connor Hughes just walked by, and he is at SNY TV, of course, covers the Jets. I think mostly the Jets and Giants too, right? It's always New York.
Yeah, New York football, New York football.
Well, thanks for doing this. Last time we tried to get together, it was a day, it was like, remember back in March, Joe, it was like 70 degrees in Buffalo. It was also 70 degrees in New York. I tried to get Connor on. He's like, "Sal, I'm playing 18 today." How did you hit him?
I hit him all right. Hit him straight. So unfortunately, I have the kid now, so I don't have the opportunity to play as much as I used to.
Yeah, I know all about that life. All right, so let's talk about the Jets offseason. Obviously, the big story is Aaron Rodgers' return, coming back. What does that feel like? What does that look like right now as far as him being on schedule, what he's been going
to
be able to do?
Yeah, we just talked to Robert. He said that he is on schedule to take part in OTAs and minicamp, but at this point for the Jets, that's just a 7-on-7 passing camp, so it's not like he's going to be cleared for contact or they're worried about him being cleared for contact by then. But him being part of OTAs and minicamp means he's probably not going to be the vice president of the United States, so that it was the squashing of that for a little bit there for them. But look, I mean, this whole offense runs through him. That's really what this is. So it is, as long as Rodgers is out there, the Jets believe they have a chance. The problem last year was that Rodgers was not out there 4 plays into the season. But yeah, they're happy with him. They're excited to finally see what this offense can do with him out there.
And obviously with him now, you have Garrett Wilson, who's going into his third year. They just signed Mike Williams. What is he going to do for the offense?
So that was their big thing, is that they've been looking for a legitimate X, because when they drafted Garrett Wilson, they actually believed he would be a slot. Like, they liked him as a Cooper Kupp type player for them. They thought that would be where he could unlock his best potential. He's had to play outside more just because they never really had that option inside. But what Mike Williams now gives them the opportunity to do is a true big-bodied X receiver outside, which will then allow Garrett Wilson to play in the slot, and then they can have a rotation on the other side. Xavier Gibson, the undrafted rookie, who Bills fans know a little bit about from that opener, he's a guy that I think they view as like a Brandon Cooks type player, and he would be the outside with Mike Williams, and you have Garrett in the slot. But the big thing with Mike is that he's not totally healthy yet. So Saleh was saying he's probably going to be on a Breece Hall-like plan, where he might not necessarily take part in the first couple weeks, 3 weeks of training camp, but they want to try to get him started for the regular season. Pitch count, by the middle of the season, he'll be really rolling.
Glad you brought up Breece Hall, because we all kind of, as football fans, got robbed of really seeing what he could do start off last year. And you started to see some more glimpses as the year went on. What's his situation? How does he look? And what's he going to be like in that offense behind Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, well, he's the one that's losing his mind right now over how they've rebuilt the offensive line. So that was his thing, is that he's such a talented player. He really is a guy who, he doesn't talk that much, which I think is why he maybe doesn't get the attention sometimes that he deserves, because he can be a 1,000-1,000 guy. Like, he's somebody that is as effective as a receiver, an option out of the backfield, as he is actually in the backfield. So he's somebody they're super high on, and they love the opportunity or the thought of what they can do with both guys, in terms of you now have weapons outside at receiver, you have a weapon in the backfield, and hopefully a competent enough offensive line.
Did they do enough on the O-line? I know Tyron Smith and the addition there is going to help a lot, but did they do enough?
If they're healthy. Like, yes. That's the thing, is that's the big thing, is that they have to be healthy. It is Tyron Smith, he's got injury issues. Elijah Vera Tucker, he has injury issues. Morgan Moses, his body with the Ravens started breaking down. If all those guys are healthy, this can be one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. The problem is that Tyron Smith hasn't played a full season since 2015. Like I said, Vera Tucker hasn't played a full season since his rookie year. And you have Morgan Moses, who's starting to break down. So you have two mainstays that you like in Joe Tippmann and John Simpson, but the other guys are legitimate question marks, which is probably one of the reasons why, come the draft, they're still going to be looking at an offensive line.
All right, let's look at the other side of the ball. We know Robert Saleh can coach defense. They have so much talent over there. What does Bryce Huff losing him do to the defense?
Well, it amplifies the pressure for Will McDonald. So he's the guy they drafted in the first round last year, very similar to Bryce Huff. He's an undersized pass rusher. And so their big thing is that they just need him to develop. And it's the whole argument you can go back with about what they should have done in the draft last year. Should they have taken the receiver, which was, there were guys there. There was Addison, Flowers, JSN. There were options there. Instead, they went with a pass rusher. That caused them to, unfortunately, have to lose Huff, because you can't really pay him so much money when he's still only going to be playing 40% of the snaps because you have Will McDonald. So it's a tough little mix there. But for them, that's really what this is they just need and need to hope that Will takes that next step.
And then just the front office and coaching staff, Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, it's New York. There's always pressure. But seems to be a little bit more obviously after things haven't gone their way. How much pressure is on them this year?
Do or die. If they don't make the playoffs this year, it's going to be a complete blow up. And I think they've operated this season under that mindset. You know, Rex Hogan, Chad Alexander, two of the Joe Douglas's right and left hand men, they're gone. They haven't replaced them. A big reason for that is, well, what's this front office going to look like next year? So it's almost win this year, then we'll start talking about spending a little bit more in free agency. We'll start giving you some more resources, but you need to show me that you guys can do it with the team last year that you thought was a Super Bowl contender with Aaron Rodgers. Now you got the backup quarterback that can fill in if Rodgers goes down for a couple of games. But for most part, it's let's see what we can do now.
Same question on the Giants. Two guys we're very familiar with, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, and the pressure on them.
Yeah, I think Joe Shane has a little bit of a longer leash. I think he's, again, I feel bad for him because when he took over the Giants, he basically told them, this thing needs to be rebuilt. Like, we need to tear this down and rebuild. It's going to be about a five-year plan. And ownership and everyone signed on for it. The problem was that they kind of fell, backwards into 9 wins his first year. I mean, you can go through that schedule and you can see 5 or 6 games that very easily could have just flipped with one yard or one change. Even the opener where 2-point conversion, but it's also a missed field goal from the Titans. Like, there was so much that had to break the Giants' way for them to do what they did last year or their first year they made the playoffs. It kind of gave like this inflated sense of what the Giants were. It was a way come back down to earth last year. So I think with Shane, he's still on that rebuild program. Daboll, there was legitimate tension within his coaching staff. There was some legitimate tension elsewhere where there are more concerns with, is he actually the right guy? And also, someone who has a little bit of a history with the Giants and Bill Belichick is currently out there. So I think if it's almost like if Brian can't make it work next year, he can turn around and say, well, I...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ken, and then that'll be something to watch.
There you go, Joe. There's your Bill Belichick to the Giants only a couple years later.
I know,
my co-host, Joe, was predicting that a couple of years ago. I know. There you go, Joe. What are they going to do quarterback? Are they going to draft one in the first round? Daniel Jones, how's that going to play out?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, because it's going quarterback, yeah. 1, 2, 3. So that's taken Caleb, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels off the board. That's pretty obvious. You have J.J. McCarthy skyrocketing up people's boards, and I do believe that Joe is high on him. I think the Giants are very high on him, and I could absolutely see the Giants drafting him at 6, but will he be there at 6? Because now you have some other teams that are a little bit behind. Maybe the Vikings, maybe something like that, could be interested in trading up. It depends on how sold the Cardinals are on Marvin Harrison Jr. If they think they can move back and still get him, maybe they trade that pick at number 4, and then another team comes up and suddenly JJ's off the board before the Giants even pick. So that's going to be fascinating to see how that plays out.
Thanks for finally being able to do this with me. I appreciate it. Sorry for bothering you all the time. I always wanted to get you, but Connor Hughes from SMYTV. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your offseason. Hit him straight.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to try to do, dude.
All right, you got it. That's Connor Hughes right there. Good stuff on the Jets and Giants. Yeah, a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. I've now talked to 2 different people with the Giants that cover the Giants, Joe. They both said the exact same thing. He said it, and someone else I spoke to recently, I can't remember, said, oh, yeah, if they don't make the playoffs, they're just, that's it. Everybody's blown out.
Yes. Especially, I mean, the quarterback's 40. Like,
If you don't make it, you know, like your timeline isn't very long here. Like everything's built to win right now. You just signed Tyron Smith and his age, same thing. I mean, Connor just said it. So I'm not surprised by that whatsoever. The Giants are definitely, to me, like more interesting just because there's more gray area. Like Jets, it's win or everybody's out. Giants, it's I wonder if there is a middle ground. Like, could they just miss but show signs of improvement? I wonder what would have to happen a quarterback, though, along with that, so that Dable would keep his job. I think I liked how Connor said it, that like Shane's got a longer leash, and I don't think Joe Shane would be out. But I do wonder about Dable. Like, if they have a year where they miss and offensively they don't look all that great, like, Dable could be gone, even only 2 years removed from being coach of the year.
I would say this, too. Think about what happened last year with Wink Martindale and the tension. He would just had it, Connor Hughes, the tension on his staff. You know what that might be? Like, say they just miss. But if ownership sees, hey, you know what? We had a good group this year. We're working in the right direction. Maybe they draft a quarterback. You can kind of buy yourself maybe one more year. But I'll tell you this. If the Giants miss again this year, and they have the same kind of tension that we read about and heard about in New York throughout the year, I don't think there's any chance Brian Dable comes back. Then I think that ownership group, specifically this traditional, the Maras, they would want a new voice in a new direction.
Yeah. We'll see also, like, is there anything at quarterback for them? Like, any possibility? Like, I know they say Daniel Jones, but I don't know. Like, the way we saw Dable and him interact on the sidelines last year, right, and some of the frustration that I'm sure Dable had with a pretty limited quarterback, at least as I see him, and Daniel Jones. I mean, they've picked six. I mean, listen, if they want to get in that ball game, they can, can't they? Like, Minnesota is the team high on the chase to get in up high. They're coming from 11, but they also have 23. But, man, the Giants have six. I mean, if you're trying to pull someone out of that top four to try to get one of the quarterbacks, like, I got to think the Giants have the ability to get up there if they really want to.
If the Bills want to get up at all to get Rome Odunze, and I know this would be a pipe dream for a lot of people, but everything that points this way is saying that's where Chicago's headed. Where's Chicago pick? Eighth?
Right? Chicago eighth? Picks ninth.
Ninth?
First and ninth.
Ninth. So you'd have to get like eighth right there. And then you have the Vikings who could be looking to climb up to get a quarterback. And I don't think they make that trade unless they have something in mind what they want to do. So there could be some movement up top. But when we talk about wide receiver, that's it feels like where if you're a Rome Odunze person, like I think either you got to give up the farm or you're just not going to get him if you're the Bills. Because I know people would like him, but it just feels like that's too much to give up.
I do think, though, more and more that we get closer to the draft, like I like that idea more and more. Like, I don't know. There's just something about the, you know what, let's, come on, what are we trying to do here? We're trying to win the Super Bowl. And if you hit a home run at number one wide receiver, there's nothing, I think, that could, in the next three drafts, there's nothing that could more increase the Bills' odds of one day winning a Super Bowl than, hey, we nailed it and we crushed a number one wide receiver that's going to be our next digs for the next 8 years. And, of course, the cost of that would be you're giving up a first next year. There's no earthly chance you're getting, I don't think, at least, I could be stunned they got up to get Allen without a first. I can't imagine they get up to get Odunze without giving up a future first. But, man, I heard him called, I think Mina Kimes said it this week on a podcast. He is the surest thing at receiver in this draft. Like, Harrison Jr. and Neighbors have all-time great level ceilings. Like, historically good ceilings because of how explosive they are. But the way she put it was, like, Odunze's going to be a number one receiver in the league. Mm. Like, there's no doubt about it that he's going to be a number one receiver.
Joe, real quickly, a couple of things before, because we got a break soon. I think we're going to play, Brandon Bean, I believe, right?
Brandon Bean,
next,
yep.
TJ Ward, defensive player. Okay. Now the players are chiming in. Here's a tweet. I'm going to read it to you. Attention all defensive players. This is an NFL defensive player. When out there on the field, try your best not to harm the offensive players, even if you had to put their well-being above your own. These rules are a joke. No wonder every offensive record is being broken. There you go. The hip drop tackle is coming in to play now, and it is Javon Holland. He has tweeted, breaking news, tackling banned. Yep, the defenders are mad, and I don't blame them. By the way, real quickly, also another bit of news here. I think Ari Mayroff is reporting, and I think others might have as well. The NFL has approved giving a third challenge to a team if they get their first two correct.
Yes, I saw there were, let me find it now. There were three.
One of their first two correct. Sorry, if they get one of their first two correct.
Yeah, I saw it from Marcel Louis Jacques' Twitter. Let me pull it up real quick. Yeah, the league, it was from Brian McCarthy. The approved player rules summary.
Yes.
So there was the hip drop tackle by competition committee amend rule 12 to eliminate a potentially dangerous tackling technique. That's the hip drop tackle. You just mentioned by Detroit, amends rule 15 to protect a club's ability to challenge a third ruling following one successful challenge instead of two. And then the other one, you tell me what this means because I don't know if I knew this one, if you even know. By competition committee, to allow for an enforcement of a major foul by the offense prior to a change of possession in a situation where there are fouls by both teams. Do we know what that means?
Yeah, I think that, so I have to read the rule more in depth, but I believe that it would not be offsetting anymore. You would allow, like, if there's a change of possession, it's offsetting. Sometimes they have to replay the down, so now you would count that against the offense. Something in that regard. I will have to read that more in depth, though.
Okay, good. I'm glad
so
to see
that. So that's how that looks.
I don't think this is the thing that has annoyed me about the league, but maybe this will help open the door for that. We've got about a minute here before we got to take a break. The one rule that I can't believe they haven't changed yet is the offsetting major penalties like that. There was a brawl last year. Was it Bills and Giants, maybe? Or was it Bills and Jets? I don't remember. But Dawkins got into it with another player, and it was going to be offsetting penalties. Like, we saw the flags, and someone took a run at Spencer Brown. And it's basically a free shot. I mean, I don't know if the player was thinking this, but if you see two guys getting into it, you see flags on the ground, you know offsetting penalties, I mean, you could get ejected. But you can take a run at a guy, and you know it's not going to cost you any yardage. And to me, that is ridiculous that the league has that there isn't a capability to edit that. I don't think this is that rule, but it looks like it's something that has to do with personal fouls. All right, time out here. Sal at the league meetings. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Stay tuned. Brandon Bean, if you did not hear some of his comments, stay tuned. A lot on Curtis Samuel, as well as draft plans at receiver. But beyond that, the compensatory pick stuff, a lot of good stuff from Bean when we come back here on the Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.